The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 8:40 on this Friday morning. Booster shots are available now for the latest strain of COVID-19. Joining us right now to talk a little bit more about these shots, what they are, what the importance is, and who's eligible for them, Acting Chief Healthcare Officer and Senior Director for Advancing Clinical Leadership and Quality at the Association of American Medical Colleges, Dr. Rasha McCoy. Dr. McCoy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. I appreciate you joining us. Time for another shot, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Actually, more than one shot, but we can talk about that.
Right, we will. Let's talk first about the newly authorized COVID-19 booster shot. If you've had shot number one, shot number two, and a couple of boosters, it's time for yet another one. Who should be getting this shot?
Actually, everyone who's had just the primary series that you just spoke about is eligible for this booster if they're over the age of 12.
What makes this booster different from previous boosters?
Well, it is called the bivalent booster, so it is targeted at a couple of the variants in that are around right now, the Omicron variant. So it is somewhat different because of the variants that it's targeting, but it's the same technology. It's the same kind of shot as people got for the first two, or if they got any other boosters.
I know that you know, one of the concerns people have you know, with these shots is, well, it's going to make me feel you know, a little run down, maybe even a little feverish, achy. Is that what we're finding with the booster as well?
A little bit. I mean, I think if you had side effects with the primary series, with the first two shots or other boosters, you may be more likely to have some mild side effects. But again, these side effects are mostly soreness of the arm, maybe a little bit of tiredness. Some people have a little bit of fever and chills, but it lasts at the most 1 or 2 days compared to actually getting the COVID infection. So I think that's what's so important for people to remember, that and some people, if they're not immunized, you know, are getting COVID infection multiple times. And we don't know what the long-term effect of having multiple COVID infections is. And there is the concern about lingering symptoms or long COVID, as we call it. So I think it's very important for people to, even if they're worried about side effects, realize those are very transient.
We talk about brand loyalty when we talk about automobiles. A lot of people have brand loyalty with their boosters as well. If they got Moderna for the initial dosage, do they need to stick with Moderna, or can you get the Pfizer?
You can get the Pfizer. You can mix and match. There's a little bit of evidence that maybe if you mix and match that the response may be a little bit better, but really it's not that significant. So if people are comfortable getting the same vaccine, they should go ahead and get that, the same brand. If they want to think about changing, or that's what's available easiest for them, then changing is fine as well.
Doctor, how effective is the COVID-19 booster that's out now in protecting against the Omicron variants?
Again, it's very effective in preventing, from what we know about all the vaccines, is that they're very effective in preventing against hospitalization and severe disease. So if you're vaccinated, you're, you know, so much less likely to get very sick with it. So that's what we're trying to encourage. It may not totally protect from some asymptomatic infection or some very mild infection, similar to when you get the flu shot. You know, it doesn't totally protect you against the flu, but it makes it a less serious illness if you do get it. So it's just much less, yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think that's such an important thing to communicate, because I think that there are some people that have the mistaken notion that the COVID-19 vaccine and boosters will eradicate COVID-19. You'll be completely immune from getting it. It's not an immunity. It's just that the severity will be a lot less than if you don't have it.
Correct. I mean, there is immunity. It's just that
right.
In vaccines, you know, don't completely there are a few vaccines that have been used to eradicate disease, but that takes a long time, and it's in a different circumstance. But in these kinds of infections, what we find is it makes it a less serious illness or asymptomatic. You may not feel it at all, and it does make it less likely that you're going to get an infection at all. It's just not 100%.
This is the time of year that we're used to getting flu shots as well. Is it safe to get the COVID-19 vaccine and/or the booster and a flu shot at the same time?
Yes, you can get them at the same time, and we do recommend that. Everybody is busy, and going twice to get vaccines is inconvenient. So if you're there getting your COVID-19 booster, you should go ahead and get the flu shot. They're not a combined, it's not one shot. You will end up getting two shots. If you don't want to get them at the same time, we're really recommending people get the flu shot before the end of October. Flu is starting to show up in this country. We are concerned that it could be a more severe flu season than we've seen in the past, with everybody back to work and back to school and more normal activities than we've seen in the last couple years. And with winter months coming, we know flu gets worse in January, February. So we really want people to get immunized against the flu as well.
And so now is probably the best time to be doing that and to get the booster as well, right?
Correct. Yes.
Dr. McCoy, anything else that you want people to know about the COVID vaccine, the booster, and flu shots?
No, I think the other thing to make sure is, besides focusing on the booster, we still need to get little kids their primary series, right? So the COVID vaccine was approved for kids 6 months to 4 years in the last few months, and those kids are still getting the initial series. And it's really important, with kids getting back to school and daycare and all of that, that we get kids immunized against COVID-19 as well. So not focusing on the booster for everybody to age 12 and over, but also getting littler kids vaccinated with the initial primary series.
And people that have been vaccine reluctant too, that maybe now they're ready.
Yes.
To get on board. It's not too late for people that are completely unvaccinated, right?
Absolutely. That's a great point. Absolutely. People who were not vaccinated before, again, as we're all kind of getting back to more usual activities, COVID is still out there, and it's very important that people get vaccinated. Those people who are totally unvaccinated are at very high risk for severe disease and or hospitalization.
All right. Very good. Where can people go for more information, by the way, if they've got additional questions?
Probably one is their healthcare provider, and two is the CDC website. It has a lot of good information there.
All right. We will check it out. Dr. Rasha McCoy, thanks for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.